Inside ISC, tense faces seemed to relax as he entered. Rafe seethed under his calm exterior. He was not a miracle worker. He could do nothing to stop what was coming. Rafe called enforcement, gave them the bad news, and told them to set up a search pattern for the stealth ships he expected were in place or would arrive.
And make sure you do full visual and instrumented inspections of all the system ansibles every 4 hours, with different teams.
Rafe had said this before, but like the Premier, they found it difficult to believe anyone really would attack Nexus. Now their expressions registered the shock they should have felt long before.
We're very likely to have infiltration by Turek's agents, possibly set in place years ago, ready to sabotage the system ansibles on his command or at a set time. You've got my information on the kinds of damage I found in other systems.
But we have 6 platforms. We can't cover them all on that schedule.
I'm releasing repair and maintenance teams to this mission, as we've discussed.
Rafe would have done that before, but the platforms had limited space and life support. They could not be triple crewed for long.
We must keep the platforms up and running. They're vulnerable to space-based physical attack, but the more likely danger is that Turek will use his moles just before or as the invasion fleet arrives. If we're cut off, well, you know what that means.
Denny Cuthan's replacement, Arturo Valencia, nodded.
So don't let us be cut off. You can have as many people from R&M as you need. It's better if they're dispersed anyway. You have priority for all ISC shuttle service until your people are in place. Let me know when you have an estimate of that time, and then when they've arrived.
For the most distant platforms, that would take a minimum of 8 days. Probably not enough time, but he had to try.
Yes, sir.
Emil, please get Penny and other section heads except enforcement tipped in. I need to do a briefing. After this briefing, I'll do another for the board, so you might as well give them a heads up.
Right away.
On the screens in Rafe's office, faces began to appear. When they were all in place, Rafe turned his own video pickup on.
Most of you are aware that there has been a threat of hostile invasion of this system for some time. And most of you, if not all of you, know that our own ISC fleet is obsolete, badly maintained, and incapable of providing a viable defensive force. I have now been informed that an enemy fleet, a very large enemy fleet, is on its way here and expected to arrive in system in less than 8 standard days.
The faces on screen showed every shade of shock, fear, and horror that someone like Turek could hope for.
So far, these details have not been made public, but the Premier is planning to make an announcement within the next few hours. Our job, in this time of crisis, is to keep ISC equipment working. The better the communications, the better our chances. I have released all repair and maintenance personnel and all ISC-owned transport vessels to enforcement. They will transfer to our Ansible platforms and be ready to deal quickly with any problems that may arise. All ISC fleet vessels and their personnel have been deployed under the command of Jamie Driscoll, who has been in charge of upgrading the fleet since I discovered its deficiencies and authorized funding for this effort. Nexus's own space defense forces have been seconded to Admiral Driscoll as well. We are expecting reinforcements from other systems, but the exact timing of their arrival, as of the enemy's arrival, is not known. Questions?
Does Driscoll have any kind of plan?
That was the latest head of procurement.
I'm sure he does. However, neither you nor I have a need to know what it is.
The head of repair and maintenance, Miniver Grob, lit up a request to speak.
Do you anticipate a need for sudden generation of more power, either here at headquarters or on the Ansible platforms?
I don't know. Would that change your release of personnel to the Ansible platforms?
No, sir, but it might change how the teams are organized. Right now, and what enforcement asked for, is that personnel start moving to the shuttle fields and just load and go. First come, first taken, with the first shuttle heading for the most distant platform. But if you think the attack might target power source and power transfer, either here or aloft, then we should include a minimum of 5 specialists in power for each destination.
That's an excellent point. In the organization and procedures I've seen, enforcement would be in charge, with R&M folded in. But this is a unique situation, and I should have consulted you simultaneously. Emil, get Valencia in on this. We have a procedural problem.
Valencia's face came up, shifting one row sideways.
Sir?
Rafe explained the situation, assigned the 2 section heads to work it out between them, and asked if the others had any more questions. No one seemed to, but Penny stayed connected as the others left.
What about the others?
Who?
Mother and Dad.
Should we tell them?
The last person Rafe wanted to tell about the coming crisis was his father. And if worse came to worst, there would be no safe place anyway.
I don't think so.
Now that I've made myself so very popular, I'm wondering what you want me to do. I can keep digging in the figures, of course. But if we're all going to be blown away, I'd rather not have my last memory be of a page in the account books.
Liaison. I need an ISC mouthpiece to Moscow Confederation, to Vada Enterprises, to Moray, and to our own government. If I do it, that's all I'll do. And I should be staying on top of ISC functions. But only if you're willing.
I can do that.
I'll tell them all... We'll tell them that you're speaking for me. I'll tell you what resources we have and don't have. You know most of it anyway, so just don't promise anything we can't deliver.
Right.
From that moment, the next days passed in a blur of activity. Rafe snatched a few hours' sleep when he could, but spent every waking moment dealing with myriad large and small crises. From the failure of a supply ship to deliver enough food to one of the Ansible platforms, to the cook in the employees' dining hall, who suddenly went berserk and started throwing pans of hot food over the serving line. All the usual problems, and all the additional ones brought on by the stress of longer hours and the fear of invasion. Penny appeared on the news at least once a day to explain what ISC was doing, or why it wasn't doing what someone thought it should, and she handled all the foreign communications with the aplomb he now expected. He came into his office the third day to find her arguing with Stella Vada.
The entire production run is already sold out. We're at maximum. We have back orders.
And we have an invasion now 2 days away. I believe our need is more pressing.
Rafe had warned her that Stella would not release any of the onboard Ansibles, but Penny must have decided to tackle the problem herself. He paused just inside the door, outside video pickup range, and watched.
Even if we released some, the shipping time is too long. They wouldn't arrive in time.
I'm willing to take that chance. Why aren't you?
Because I don't want them falling into Turek's hands, that's why. If your government hadn't refused to work with us, you'd have some. But it did, and the governments that agreed got them instead. It's not my fault that your government got its tail in a knot about Vadas.
Stella had the expression Rafe knew well, and for a moment he thought there might be a battle over family honor.
Oh, I know! And I shouldn't laugh, but really! That whole so-called chain of evidence about a Vada conspiracy, it's ridiculous! Rafe would have known if there'd been one. And for our government to keep him away from your cousin Kai...
Your government wasn't the only one.
What do you mean? Who else would care?
Stella sat perfectly still a moment. Rafe held his breath.
Sarah Dunbarger, your brother was never the right man for Kai.
Now it was Penny's turn to show anger. Rafe saw the flush on the back of her neck.
I hope you aren't saying what I think.
I told Rafe to stay away from her. Look, I knew Rafe years ago. You probably don't know this, but he was not a man who was... who did...
If you mean he was wild in his youth and had flings with young women, I know that. Everybody knows that. But that was Rafe then. That is not Rafe now, and Rafe now...
said he loved her, I know. But I don't believe he knows what that means. I'm not blaming him. I realize he had a horrible time, but she was my cousin, and I didn't want her hurt.
Rafe edged along the wall to where he could just see Penny's profile. She looked as angry as she'd sounded. Time to intervene. He stepped into pickup range.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's a situation. Stella, do you know anything about those reinforcements from Slaughter Key? I've got questions from our commanders, and I was going to ask Penny to ask you...
All I know is that they're an FTL flight, their arrival time is uncertain, and Aunt Grace isn't willing to say any more this close to the blow-up we all expect. Rafe, if you heard what I said about you, I am sorry if it hurt your feelings.
She looked as beautiful as ever, but worn. Kai's death, he knew, must be affecting her even more than it had him.
I have more to worry about than my feelings. Please pass on to the Rector my concern that without a list of ship IDs, our people might shoot the wrong icons. We need some kind of recognition code.
I forwarded that when the fleet left Slaughter Key.
Rafe struggled through the chaos in his mind to remember what day that might have been.
I never got it. Sorry. When did you send it? I've got too many details.
I'll send it again. Now, of course you need that.
If we've got another traitor...
I sent it to your defense department.
Send it to me this time? We've had some problems, but I'll see the information gets to our ships. You know our government's asked for help from Cascadia.
And I know they won't release ships from here. They still fear that Cascadia may be the real target. But you've got the fleet coming from Moray.
Her expression changed as she said it. He felt the same. The combined fleet Kai had pushed for, organized, commanded. And now it was someone else's. And she was gone.
Hours behind Turek, at least. And no idea if any of the others will get here in time.
Rafe, I hope... I hope you...
make it? Me too. But I had better get back to juggling what few options we have.
When he broke the connection, he turned to Penny.
And how are you holding up? It's been a big help having you running interference.
It wasn't very nice of her.
About Kai? Her relative, Penny.
Still! Now that Kai's gone, there's no need to be insulting about you. And I don't think she's all that beautiful.
Penny, Stella didn't just know me some years back. She knew me. She even fancied herself in love with me.
Did you love her?
Stella? No. She was fun. Fun to talk to, fun to impress, fun to fool. I had her convinced I had bootstrapped my way up from the dregs of society. Not very nice, but we were both pretending to be not very nice people at the time. A pair of corporate spies. One slightly more experienced than the other. But love wasn't in it. When I saw she was beginning to slide that way, I pulled out.
And that's why she thinks you didn't love Kai.
Probably. Look, Penny, I'm sorry, but I really don't want to talk about any of that now. I have to go on. I have to do things. If I think about Kai and all that, I can't.
Penny nodded. Rafe left the office, checking with Emil for any messages. Stella had sent the data on Slaughter Key's ships. He routed that to Admiral Driscoll.